And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. Thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out the Facebook page, Sean Green Show Media, and the Twitter page is at the Sean Green Show, and the YouTube page. Everything is there. Make sure you check out that interview with the CEO of Worldstar Hip Hop. It's pretty cool, man, and a lot of cool stuff that I found out about that. But right now, our daily segment with Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's on right now to join us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. So we got a couple new movies out. Also, I want to talk to you about the new Avengers trailer. They did another Avengers trailer. So I was blown away by it. What did you think about it?
Yeah, you know, and that's not even the only Avengers news. Today there's a big rumor that Spider-Man is going to join the Avengers Infinity War, which is the next Avengers movie. So we got an Avengers movie coming out in May, Age of Ultron, and people are already on the next one, which is this two-part Infinity War. It's like the third Avengers movie. I think that's going to wrap up a series for them. But yeah, Age of Ultron looks good. You know what it does? It looks dark. It looks gritty. It looks a little bit more serious than some of the other movies, especially coming off Guardians of the Galaxy, which was a bit of a fun space romp.
Yeah.
This looks a little bit, this looks like the Empire Strikes Back of the Avengers franchise.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of news about the Marvel's Ant-Man trailer and how that doesn't look too promising. What is your take on the Ant-Man trailer with Paul Rudd? What did you think of that?
Well, it was a very small amount of the movie, and I know a little bit more about Ant-Man than they've showed in that trailer, and this is a movie that's very heavy on some pretty cool special effects. This is stuff that we're not seeing in films right now. It's just a shrinking sort of thing that the character does and how they play with that throughout the film. So I think we're going to see a lot more of Ant-Man at the next trailer. That's going to give you a better feel for the film. But coming off just a teaser, a lot of the stuff I saw looks cool. I think Paul Rudd is going to be great. I think Michael Douglas is great in that role. So I say have faith in Marvel that they're going to deliver you a movie that's really entertaining.
Okay, and also on Movies.com, you have an article about Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you know what's really cool? Martin Scorsese, he's worked with Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio before, and he's never had the two of them in the same movie together. He's making a short film basically for these two casinos that are opening up in the Philippines. It sounds a little wild and off-base, but he tends to do that. He'll make commercials and short films for different companies around the world. He's doing this one, and it's a short film that has Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio fighting for the same role in a Martin Scorsese movie. Brad Pitt is also in the short film. It's going to debut probably in the middle of the year sometime over the summer, and I can't wait to see it. I'm a huge Martin Scorsese fan, and there's a couple of trailers in that post. Watch it. It's really funny.
Okay, and you mentioned short film, so is this going to be like a theatrical release, or would this be something on the web? How would this be released if it's a short film?
I believe it's probably going to be released on the web. I don't know how they would show it theatrically. There may be some special screenings of it, like as a premiere in L.A. or something. But anybody around the country, it'll probably be online somewhere.
All right, great. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. What do we have coming out this weekend?
This weekend you have Black Hat, Michael Mann movie starring Chris Hemsworth as an ex-hacker who's brought back into the hacking world when a mysterious hacker is sort of trying to bring down the government and wreak some havoc, so they kind of put together this team. Michael Mann is a great director. I'm really excited about the film itself. I think it's going to look fantastic. It's going to look like it's coming from a director that really knows what he's doing. Michael Mann has done Heat, To Live and Die in L.A. He's done a lot of really cool films. So if you're looking for sort of like an espionage thriller or something like that, a hacking thriller, which is kind of still topical with what happened last month with the whole North Korea thing, pretty cool movie. I said check it out.
All right, great. What else do we have?
You have Paddington for the kids, based
yes.
on Paddington Bear. And you know what? You laugh about this film, and people are kind of dismissing early films, family movies in January. Don't dismiss this. Take your kids to see it. The visual effects are fantastic. The film itself is really strong, really, really strong movie. Take your kids. This is, I think, the first surprise of 2015 is this Paddington. If you have a family, take them.
Dude, I remember Paddington the Bear back in my childhood. So when I
saw
the posters and the billboards for it, I knew I was gonna go see this movie. So whether it was gonna be good or bad, I was on board for it because I'm still a big kid, you know. So go figure. Is that it for this week?
No, you also have The Wedding Ringer, big comedy. Kevin Hart stars, Josh Gad, and it's basically about a guy who, you know, he's a socially awkward guy, and he's getting married, and he needs friends for his groomsmen, and he hires a company that provides best men for the grooms in need. Kevin Hart is in it. You know, it's sort of a situational comedy. Kevin Hart, the last couple of years, he's had comedies in January. They've done very well. That's why this is coming out. If you're looking for laughs, I think you can't go wrong. Kevin Hart always cracks me up. I was watching stand-up for him the other night. He's funny. He's funny stand-up. If you've never seen his stand-up, watch his stand-up. Really funny.
Yeah, definitely. He's pretty hot right now, man. He's been on the road for the past couple of years, man. I was hoping it keeps rolling for him, man. Also, I wanted to get your opinion on the Golden Globes. Who do you think were the big winners, the big losers, and who do you think got snubbed at the Golden Globes?
Well, I think right now it's all about Boyhood. I think Boyhood is your movie to beat. I think it's going to win Best Picture at the Oscars. I do not see any movie beating it. And so I think that is definitely your biggest winner. I thought everybody that won sort of won. The Grand Budapest was a bit of a surprise. I didn't expect that to win comedy. I thought Birdman would. It does give Grand Budapest Hotel a leg up when it comes to the Oscars. I think it'll be among the Best Picture nominees, and it should be. It's a fantastic film. But I think if it wins an Oscar, it'll be possibly in the screenplay category. I don't think it'll win Best Picture. But really, yeah, Boyhood. You know, in terms of snubs, I don't think there were any major snubs. I think that everybody who was nominated was supposed to be nominated, should have been nominated. Angelina Jolie's Unbroken didn't maybe do as well as some had thought it would do. But, I wouldn't say it was snubbed. It was still, it was still one of those films that was kind of in the mix. But, I think it's Boyhood's battle to lose right now.
Yeah, and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, do you think they should host next year? Do you think there should be somebody else? Is this like their, I think, second or third time doing this?
They've said that this is their last year, and it should be their last year. You could tell that, as funny as they are, I think it's time to switch up the dynamic. A lot of people saw Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig. They got a lot of laughs when they presented their award. I wouldn't be surprised if they are a duo that is asked to host next year. A lot of people on Twitter were asking for them to host next year after seeing them this year.
And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis on Twitter. Dude, thanks so much for joining us and being understanding about our studio situation because, radio is big, but it's also small. So thanks a lot for being understanding about that, man.
And thanks you got it, dude.
And thanks for joining us, man. We'll be back right after this.